Welcome to the Career Espresso podcast. I'm Amanda, career and leadership coach and founder of Ready to Rise. It's my mission to help women navigate the workplace with clarity and confidence so they can get the careers they truly deserve. In each episode, I'll be sharing actionable tools and strategies that will help you be more successful and tackle those tough workplace topics. Whether you're early on in your career, returning from a career break, or stepping into your first leadership role, I'm here to help you take control of your career. Quite simply, it's work and careers done your way in the same time it takes to drink your morning coffee. Let's jump right in and get to work on the career you know you deserve. Hello, and welcome back to Career Espresso. Are you a woman who regularly finds herself responsible for writing up minutes from meetings, serving on committees, organising the Christmas do, collecting for more leaving gifts, and making sure that everybody signs that birthday card that's doing the rounds in the office? In today's episode, I'll be looking at why you might want to reconsider and how office housework is impacting on women's career progression. In workplaces across the world, there's labour happening that's never listed in any job description, and women are performing most of it. Emotional labour is the unsung and often unseen job of managing other people's feelings. In the 2023 book on this subject, Rose Hackman takes a closer look at the role that it plays in our workplace and how it creates a feeling of safety, connection, meaning, and belonging within an organisation. Whilst being crucial, it's also taxing work, and women more often than not bear the brunt, largely without any acknowledgement or compensation for doing so. But what do we mean by office housework? Consider this. How many times have you found yourself circulating yet another leaving card or rattling that envelope, virtual or otherwise, for the next collection? I once lost it big time when trying to find out what 30 people wanted to eat for a Christmas meal whilst trying to get a big project over the finish line. And yes, before you ask, I know which was more stressful, and it wasn't writing a recommendations report. Think for a moment. Can you imagine a male counterpart chasing you for your dessert selection or choosing that perfect leaving gift for Sandra from account? Why is that? Why do these jobs seem to fall to women in the office? Do we do it because we want to help out? No, it's often because it's expected of us to work this extra shift. A paper in the journal Human Resource Management showed men could advance by being and appearing to be good at their jobs. But women also needed to do what is called pro-social orientation. In an engineering firm, say, to get ahead, a male engineer has to be two things, confident and competent. For a female engineer to get ahead, she has to display the same attributes, and then she also has to be kind and reassuring and a good team player. Women also must be confident and competent, plus considerate and compassionate. But ironically, whilst women will be left behind if they don't do the extra work, it doesn't do much to help them actually rise to the top and progress in their careers. Non-promotable tasks are tasks that are important to the organisation, but they won't advance your career or get you promoted. Non-promotable work is largely invisible. It doesn't utilise the expert knowledge or specialist skills that you have. A non-promotable task is a task or job that isn't tied to the mission or vision of an organisation. And they're the sorts of things, let's be honest, that you don't include in your performance review. When's the last time you went into a performance review and talked about the last leaving collection you did? Yeah, probably never. Think of a charity that focuses on generating revenue as their main reason to be. Any task that supports this will be promotable. Writing up a set of committee minutes is probably a non-promotable task. It's not going to directly advance the organisation or your career. On the other hand, writing a research proposal will further both the aims of the charity and your career. You're not going to get praise or recognition for picking out a retirement card for someone that you barely know. A 2022 study from the Department of Psychology and New York University, Abu Dhabi, showed that while pro-social behaviour can increase employee well-being, it can also keep women out of leadership roles. And it does this by draining women's time and resources without any equitable rewards. On top of potentially making it tougher for women to advance, there's also a personal cost to doing all this extra labour. In short, it chews up most of your time. Anyone can do a non-promotable task. So why should it be skilled women that get landed with them so often? It's time to start turning down those non-promotable tasks and the dead-end work that benefits your team or employer, but is unlikely to ever help you advance your career or nail that next performance review. But if, you know, this work really isn't helping, why are we still doing it? When women are asked, they are more likely to feel guilty and say yes. And it's not always as easy as just saying no to something. Women are expected to be helpful. A man who doesn't help is busy. A woman who doesn't want to help might be considered to be selfish and not a team player. There's a scene that comes to mind from the American version of the sitcom The Office. A new business has been formed and two of the office staff follow their manager to join the new enterprise. A young male temp called Ryan, and there's a female receptionist, her name's Pam. Both have ambitions to step up into a sales role in this newly formed business. The manager lays a document on the desk between the two of them and asks for it to be photocopied. There follows a silent standoff. Both refuse to make the photocopy. Later on, speaking directly to the camera, Pam says, "I make that one copy and I become the girl who makes copies. And then by the end of that day, suddenly I'm the receptionist again." Whilst this may be a fictional scene, it mirrors what's going on in offices every day all over the world. Women are expected to pick up the menial slack, leaving more time for their male counterparts to deal with the serious stuff. Ryan later says, "You're just better at this stuff than I am." To which Pam replies, "What, pushing a big green button over and over again? Doesn't really take much skill, does it?" But how can you avoid getting landed with office housework? If you've spotted a trend at work, or you don't want to be the one that organises the next office celebration, here are some ways you can help reduce the burden. If someone asks you to volunteer, suggest a policy that involves taking turns. And yes, maybe the jobs need to be done, but why should you be the one that's landed with them all the time? Let's try and, you know, share this work out. Be straightforward and honest. We can all be guilty of sugarcoating stuff. If you notice that women in your organisation have been singled out for dead-end, non-promotable tasks, then you should say so. Never feel guilty for being honest as long as you are respectful. Don't apologise, unless of course you've got something to apologise for. But don't say sorry for being too busy with your work, your important work, to go shopping for a retirement gift for a colleague you barely know. Male allies also have a duty to step in when they see this happening too. Men should not only offer to help with these tasks, but also express to senior leadership their concerns about possible imbalance when it comes to non-promotable tasks. The more men who are seen to be organising the next leaving collection or the next dinner, the less these duties will continue to be associated with women at work. If you have time for these things and you enjoy getting involved and having a leaving collection, there's no reason why you shouldn't do it. Crucially, this is about a fair division of labour and women not feeling obliged to do the office housework or take on an undue amount of responsibility that could come at the expense of their career. If you're having to choose between spending the time you have at work on responsibilities you're not paid for, or having to stay late to catch up on work, that's probably a sign that it's time to step back and let someone else step up for those non-promotable tasks. As ever, I'd like to leave you with this week's career coaching question, which sticks with the theme of saying no to extra work when you need to the most. Sometimes we'll say yes to a request because we feel guilty, or we want to be seen as that person who's a doer, or we don't want to deal with the conflict that could happen. Knowing what is important to you and where you want to spend your time is key in terms of knowing when you need to push back. When you are clear on your priorities, saying no becomes that bit easier. So next time you find yourself jumping to yes, pause and ask yourself first, how does this request fit in with what is important to me and my career goal? I'd love to know how you get on with this. And if you are looking to keep your career development on track this year, don't forget to take a look at the 2024 Ready to Rise Career Planner. Each month, you'll get a new career development theme to help keep you focused on building the career you really want and deserve. I'll pop a link in the show notes. Everything for today's episode, and thanks for listening to Career Expresso. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It really helps the show to grow, not to mention giving feedback to make future episodes even more useful to you. And don't forget to share the show details with your friends and colleagues too. As ever, you can reach me on Instagram, LinkedIn, by email and at wearereadytorise.com. And if you want to take control of your career and you're not sure how to get started, why not subscribe to my weekly Work Your Way newsletter? It lands in your inbox every Thursday lunchtime and shares career and workplace tips that you can implement with ease. Find the sign-up link in the show notes. See you next week for another new episode of Career Expresso. Bye for now.